18 team members from the National Transportation Safety Board are now on the scene of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. Arlinda Lopez looked into the safety concerns of flying helicopters in fog.
After the NBA superstar's shocking death, many are wondering if changes should be made to the regulations for private helicopters. Kenneth Solosky, former chief pilot with the NYPD Aviation Unit, says the National Transportation Safety Board will determine that.
After the NTSB and FAA do a very comprehensive, and believe me, it's going to be, they're going to look at human factors, mechanical factors, weather factors. They look at everything. They'll come out with a probable cause statement, and then they'll make recommendations.
But Solosky says he would feel safe telling people to continue to ride.
People ask me that question all the time, and I certainly would let, I have two sons, I would certainly let them and my wife fly. Once again, it's a matter of how safe do the operators make it, including the pilots.
Solosky says he heard on the tapes the pilot for Kobe Bryant's group may have been flying the copter visually instead of using instruments in the aircraft. Linda Lopez, WCBS News Radio 880.